in the background, just of my of what we're going to be talking about today. But before we start, I just want you guys to think, actually, as much as we stand and worship God, as much as we stand and pray, do we know him? How well do we know him? I don't know about you, but one of the things sometimes actually that happens in our life that radically transforms our whole mentality, radically transforms our lives. And for some of us, we're brought up in church and we love Jesus from when we were born and stuff like that. And sometimes we go through the emotions of church. But actually, where was that radical transformation in lives? And I just want you to think about that just for a second. And then you can have a look, proper look at the screen. So, Matthew Sower. And as we saw in that video earlier of the different ways in which them peas were placed, and you've got four different ways there. You've got on the path, and you've got on the road, and you've got on good, in the weeds, and you've got in good soil. And we're going to come back to that. If we go to the next slide, please. I just want you to take that picture in for a minute. Who's your hands up? What an amazing place it is for the people who've been there. And for me, I'm a visual learner. I see things and then I can remember it. And that's how I learn. Through reading, I struggle with that. And actually, when I went to Lake Galilee and we went on and did some fishing on there and prayed and worshipped on the boat, it blew me away that that's where Jesus once was. However many years ago or however long that was. But actually, it said Jesus in the spot of the house and sat by the lake. Such a large crowd gathered around him, and they got into a boat and sat in it. While all the people stood on the shore, he then told them many things, saying in a parable. And I don't know about you, but I've got a pretty loud voice. I've got a coaching voice, sports coaching, and I can shout pretty loudly. I think most of us can. But actually, if you go and stand in a boat in Lake Galilee, shout, your voice isn't going to be massively heard. Even though you're on water and it vibes. So Jesus must have had some crazy loud voice, or God must have used it massively. And actually, if you go back to that picture right there, what you're looking at, I know it's pretty old school, and I don't know if Jesus actually did look like that, you know. But actually, in which he served, the way in which he loved, the way in which we were transformed, that's our role model. And our role model is to be like him. We'll come back to that later on. Cool. So actually, we're going to change that one to on the path. This one's going to be on the rocky road, on the path. And actually, I want us to look at this in our lives. I want us to take each of the four pictures. I want to take our lives as what we're going through, maybe, or what we've been through. And actually, everyone's at a different stage. And that's why I love how Jesus was so complex in how he spoke. And actually, if we just go to the next slide. Amazing, thank you. On the rocky path, sometimes we're vulnerable. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes, you know, the majority of rocky paths have cracks in it. And actually the way in which the seeds, they hit a base and they couldn't grow any further. And that's why they withered and died, because they couldn't go as deep as they wanted to. And actually sometimes that's what the devil takes from us and robs from us, is where we... And then suddenly something comes in and kicks in and takes and steals, and we wither sometimes, and we come and we fall back. And actually, is that what God wants for us as well? I don't know. For me, I don't think that's what he wants for me. I know to keep burning. I know he wants me to keep being passionate for him. I know that what the plans he has for me are to prosper. On that rocky path, you know, if you walk on a road, there's bumps, there's ups and downs, there's things we go through. And actually, it's how do we go through them? As a church, as people individually, how do we go through them? Do we support each other as a church? It's questionable sometimes, isn't it? Our small groups are fantastic, but as a church, do we ever, as we're here, do we support each other as we go out into our communities? Are we struggling to grow? Maybe that's something that we're struggling in ourselves, planted properly. If we just go to the next slide, please. So don't worry about this is on the rocks now. So actually, When we're planted on rocks, there's no way through. It's a solid foundation. Actually, out the roots can't actually bed through. They can't go any deeper than what the surface is. Have a quick read there if you want on the. And I don't know about you, but I'm all about being challenged. I think actually it's too easy to be in one place with God. It's too easy just to know comfortability. And actually when we're uncomfortable, that's a hard place, it's a vulnerable place. And so actually like the rocky road for me is sometimes where you feel like you're hitting a dead end. And you feel like you're hitting a dead end of your faith, or you feel like you're hitting a dead end in your journey sometimes. What places are they in your life? Or let me explain that a little bit. As you're hitting a rock in your life, how do you bounce back from that? Who supports you again? Where's your network around you? Is your church around you? Are we having walls up? Do we put walls up against God? Definitely. Hands up, I do it every day. I only want God to go as deep as I want him. And that's a struggle. But then sometimes it's about acting walls down. You know, we sing about it, God break our walls down. God break our heart for what breaks yours. And that's a hard place to be in. That's a vulnerable place to be in again. And boundaries. If we just go to the next slide, please. I love this picture of these little weeds because it's nothing like a weed at all. But it's just amazing. As they were planted and they started to grow, see, as the weeds die off and kill over and destroy the nice flowers that you have in your garden if you're looking in the summer. Sometimes that's like us, for us, is there's so many challenges, there's so many things that are hitting us, there's things that are coming against us, and we feel like we're withering. And again, in that place, what do we do? What do we turn to? In my withering, I turned to, and I know they weren't what God's plans were for me, but I chose them because that was my flesh. But it wasn't what God wanted for me, and that was a struggle. Are you good enough? Now, that's a massive question. A lot of our young work with never feel that good enough. Never at all feel that good enough. And I think as a parent, I can never tell my daughter how good they are enough, because give that. But actually, it's taking that opportunity and saying, you know what, you did something awesome there, well done. And actually, encouragement is, for me, probably one of the most, things that I enjoy the most. If I don't have encouragement, that's where I struggle. And it was mainly, Hayley just come up to me and said, oh, Stu, I was running the other day through a group of young people, and then one of them said, make a good choice. And then they had my voice come in there. And actually, don't get me wrong, I even get intimidated by some young people. But actually, that encouragement just spoke loads to me there. So thank you. Oh, was it? All right. Talking in church, that's naughty. No, I'm joking. But actually, that's it really, isn't it? For you guys here, like, I want, that's why I'm here, that's why I'm standing in front of you, but I want God to speak to you as well, more importantly. Again, going back there, we look at here, on the path, on the rocks, in weedy soil, there's choking of growth. There's limits to how much they can grow, and there's limits to how much the roots can go as a depth. And actually this one here, the last point here, in the weeds, in the weedy one, find to stand in your faith. Now, I don't know about some of you might be amazing evangelists, and it's just natural, and it's just an absolute God in your life. But for some of you, you might struggle with sharing that to people. An amazing one yesterday is, because I am quite a loud person, I'm not going to lie, and I play football for Wickham in a church football league, and we played yesterday. And actually, it's one of the most amazing opportunities to bear a witness to people, because the majority of people that are in the aren't Christians and aren't saved. As my wife will probably say, I challenged quite a lot. And the ref on a decision he made, I was being really aggressive and really rude and stuff like that. And I said, look, like, I'm sorry that it came across that way. That's not how it was meant to be. That's a part of just who I am. I'm quite a loud person, as you can probably hear me shouting on the pitch. But actually, I went up to him later on than that. And I just said, why? That's like my character, and it's actually why God created me and how he's created me. And actually, it's important to challenge, but doing it in the right way. And if you felt it wasn't wrong, da-da-da-da-da. And he wasn't a Christian. That was his one, like, view. That's where we can change people, is that one viewpoint of what we have. Maybe that was the wrong viewpoint he took. But actually, that one opportunity sometimes is all it takes. Or that one opportunity is all we have sometimes. And just carrying with that there. In our world today that we live in our ministries, jobs, our ministry is our calling, is our life. Matthew 10, preach the gospel, heal the sick, set the captives free. That's our calling. That's what Jesus' disciples, he's called his disciples, which is you. And actually, as he talks in this parable here, that's them struggles is what you go through. The rocky ground, the stony road, the weedy places. If we just go to the next slide as well, please. Soil. If we go to the next one as well, please. Thank you. Think here. Your good foundation, where your good foundation came from. For some of you who grew up in church, it might have been your youth worker, or it might have been your pastor. For some of you, it might have been your parents, or it might have been other people who are positive influences around you. For some of you, there might have not been a good foundation. And God, do that in your life and change that in your life and create that in your life. And actually, everyone has a gem. And actually, the biggest thing I think actually that affects people's lives is your testimony. Is your testimony about how you came to faith. And I think God has given you that testimony to work for your good. Even though some of it might have been really hard and really, really in rubbish places. But he has placed that in your life to use now for his good. And I just want to pull off that there just for a second. Is actually, money is here. And I'm not going to share that with you now. But actually, with the job in which I do, with the young people in which I work with, if I didn't have that testimony, I would never be able to relate to them. I would never be able to share to them about Jesus and what he's done in my life. And I would never know what it was like to live on a council estate or to live in a gang culture or to live in a crime culture. And I think actually that's it. I can be ashamed of my past and some of the things I've done. But actually the journey in which I went through that and standing in front of you, where God's completely transformed my life and my heart, where I can share that now with these young people, even though some of them here might have not gone through that, God is still relational. So where do you put your foundations? Where do they lie? I want to challenge you on that, just one thing here as well. Is actually, if we go back to that boat picture just quickly, if that's all right. Second slide, if that's all right. Perfect, amazing, thank you. How do you guys see Jesus? I just want you to think for a second, how do you see Jesus? Because we all see him differently. And actually knowing him, what is he calling you to do in your life? Jesus did there in the boat. And that not necessarily meaning that we have to share the gospel in a boat, but we have to share the gospel with people sometimes who we struggle to share the gospel with. Are we sowing seeds in good soil, or are we sowing them in weedy or rocky or stony path places where birds take them? Are we walking closely with God? Do we walk closely with him? And that's me as you know, as Stuart saying now to myself and preaching to myself, how well do I know him, as well as how well do you know him? Because actually my job, I can only take these young here as high as I know him and as well as I know him. And that's the same for each and every one of us here, is we share what we know, what we've encountered or experienced. Guys, just get your spiritual food from. Is it just a Sunday? Do you come to church on Sunday and just expect God to turn up and completely radically transform your life? Or do you daily wake up and go, God, joy comes in the morning. Here you are. I welcome you into my life. Transform my life now from when I rise to when I sleep. Are we expectant of that? or we just think God will turn up on a Sunday and that's enough to fill me till next Sunday. And that's a challenge. Do we know where the Holy Spirit is taking us? Does the Holy Spirit lead our feet? As we talk about the armor of God, and you talk about the shoes of peace, do we walk in our armor? Do we walk in peace? Or do we walk in madness? And do we clothe ourselves with things of this world? And I think actually, we can do every day, we can clothe ourselves with the wrong stuff and be covered. But is that what God's calling us to clothe ourselves with? Armor, to be faithful to him, to be relational to him, to share that with others. If we can just go to the last slide for me, please. I just want you just to read them for yourself for just a moment and just to take them in. And I think actually here, we've got a whole range of things. And I'm not saying all of them are bad. Please don't take that away from what there is on there. It's important to absolutely 100% spend time to invest in your job, to invest in people in this world. That's not what I'm saying. But here is where's your focal point? Because actually with God at the center, that leaks out all of these things. And I know for myself is that if I'm not in a good place with God, sin creeps in, the world creeps in. I put things always before him. And I know for me, that's not a healthy place. I know that's not a healthy place. So what is God speaking to you about today? Where are you today? That's what I want to ask. Where are you today? And I hope you're challenged. And I hope that the Holy Spirit... I just want us to close our eyes for just 1 second. I really feel this is what God's wanting to say to you guys. If you radically want to be transformed and changed, if you want God to move in your life in power, I want you just to close, everyone to close their eyes and just to, and we want to pray for that. So if everyone just closes their eyes. If you want God to radically transform your life and you to encounter him afresh, I want you just to receive that from him now. So hands that are raised, Father, I pray right now, in Jesus' name, Father, that you will pour for transformation. Father, for a firm foundation, for a movement right now in your spirit, in Jesus' name. That Father, as they're hungry, as they make that decision, Father, that you pour out as they pour in. And we pray, Father, for encounters. We pray for signs and wonders, Father. We pray that you move in power. Lives right now and this week. In Jesus' name.